This is the theme song from the Jetsons. Meet George Jetson. He's the father. His boy, Elroy. Elroy. Not Leroy, Elroy. Now, so they have just the two children, and Jane is his wife. She can spend some money. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm playing that song. You know, I mentioned to you that around the second segment we were going to be getting into, well, finding out what more Americans are saying and feeling about where we're being taken with regards to automation. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that it's not just us. It's going to be folks all over the world because, as a matter of fact, a lot of the people working on the artificial intelligence, et cetera, are from around the world. It's not just Americans. Believe me when I say it ain't just Americans who are working on developing, I mean, to the max, artificial intelligence. People from all around the world. But we're talking about America because for this particular discussion, we're looking at a survey that Pew Research did with Americans. That's right. That's right. Those of us from America the Beautiful. Speaking of America the Beautiful, I do want us to focus on loving more and more and more. Loving that which is right and good and pure, true and honest and just. All right. So taking a look at where we are with regards to the automation. And I do want to know, I'm curious. Not only what are your thoughts and feelings about it, but what about your children? I don't know if your grandchildren are old enough to really be thinking about where we're headed at this point. I know they're growing up with it, but to come into the world at the age of 4 or 5, boom, 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 you're on that iPad or whatever technology children 5 and 6 years old are using. That's one thing, but it's another thing to be truly aware of the fact that 50 years ago, we were not where we are. What the 5-year-olds know is all they've ever known. Now, how about our 15-year-olds and our 18-year-olds? Technology has been big for them. They have seen the change, though. They have seen some transition. They have seen some development. What are their thoughts about it? About where the technological leaders are taking the world? Do they like it? Are they excited about it? I'll be honest with you. My first thought would be that they're excited about it simply because, for all practical purposes, this is what they know. Technology and things changing at the speed of sound is what they know. You know, they don't have the experience of looking at where we are in 2017 and comparing that to where we were 30 years ago or 60 years ago. They know where we were 3 years ago, even 6 years ago. And so they're accustomed to the idea of things changing very quickly, very quickly. I don't think things are changing quite as quickly as we might think based on, you know, if we just look at how quickly a new cell phone comes out. You know, because a lot of times there ain't that much difference between what was sold 6 months ago compared to what's being sold today. They may have thrown another feature here, another feature there, but for the most part, it ain't changing quite that fast. But it is changing fast, sure enough. And I know that a lot of our teenagers and young adults are probably flowing with that because by the time they came on the scene and were old enough to start doing anything, whether it had to do with writing with a pencil or pecking on a keyboard, things had already gotten to the point where they were moving at lightning speed. But when we think about some of the ramifications of some of the automation, What do they think? What are their thoughts? Are they hearing about some of the changes that are underway? Again, now, not just thinking about, you know, the fact that we'll be able to maybe drive without driving, just sit in the car and let the car drive. But also, you know, think about this now. How about the fact that if we have more cars driving themselves, that means there will be fewer human cab drivers, which means more people unemployed. This is something that our teenagers and young adults need to be thinking about. Let's look at this some more in just a few.